This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
The Lord Jesus Christ is the creator of life. Don't believe it when they knock on your door on Saturday morning and tell you that Jesus Christ is a created being. Keep on reading the text here. Firstborn from the dead, firstborn means preeminent over all. It doesn't only mean you're the first one born. Jesus Christ is the creator of life. The Bible also says, by Him all things were created. John 1:3, all things were made through Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. Right? Jesus Christ, the creator of life. Amen? Hebrews 1:1, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He's appointed heir over all things, through whom or by whom He made the worlds. Jesus Christ is the creator of life. Amen. And we still follow and believe the Trinity here. I don't understand all of it. All I know is that God's revealed Himself in three persons, and that God, through the Son, created all of this. We believe in the Trinity here. All right, that's point number two. Number three, Jesus is the essence of life. John wrote, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The importance of these truths lies at the very foundation of life. It cannot be overstated. They determine your eternal destiny. In Christ was life. Not a life, not a lifestyle from which to choose from, but life. Think of all the idioms and phrases that comes with life. Double life. When you're mad at someone, you tell them to what? Get a life. Sad life, troubled life, short life, and some idioms. Large is life. We hold on for what? Dear life. Again, not on your life. Or the old TV show. Yeah, someone said it there. You bet your life. But Jesus is life. Much as He is the Word, He is life. Eternal life is found in the person of Jesus Christ. In Him was life. In Him is life. In Him will be life. Eternal life. Eternal life doesn't start when you die. It starts when you receive Jesus Christ and you're born again. You already possess eternal life. That's how when the Muslim comes in the door and says, are there any Christians? You say, yeah, I'm one. What are you going to do about it? Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I've got something you don't have. I've got what it takes to go walk into the burning fiery furnace. I believe God is for me and on my side. This is the evidence of your eternal life. What's the evidence of your eternal life? You'll walk into the burning fiery furnace and stay there. And then maybe some pagan will look in there and say, look, I see four men in there, and the fourth looks like the Son of God. That's what happens when you go through the fire. Apostle Paul said at the end of my life, it says, the Lord stood by me and strengthened me. Number four, that would be Jesus Christ is the door. I guess we could say a door because there's a thousand doors. But he's the door. He's the only one that leads to eternal life. I am the door, John chapter 10, verse 9. If any man enter in, or by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Now let me build on this last one here for a while. That is, of Jesus being the only way. He is the only way to find peace. You hear about peace all the time, especially this time of year, right? Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Ephesians 2:14 says, for he himself is our peace. Christ is the Prince of Peace. If you're looking for true, genuine peace this Christmas season, then you've come to the right place. And look no further, because by golly, you found it. That is, Jesus Christ is the true Prince of peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Also, Christ is the only way to find forgiveness of sin. Paul wrote, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 2:14, Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. But not to worry. Now, you who were once afar off have been brought nigh by the blood of Christ. The Lord Jesus is the only way to have your sins not only forgiven, but as I like to put it, is the only way to have your sins obliterated. That's my favorite word when it comes to sin. That is, Jesus Christ obliterates your sins. Isn't it funny how we always remember them? And he doesn't. And he won't. Where does it say that in the Bible? I'm glad you asked that. That'd be Jeremiah 31:34. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they will all know me. From the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sins I will remember no more. It's a smaller one now. I was scaring the ladies in here with my, got one about yay big. Sharon sent me a picture of one that was like this. You should have got that big old gavel. I would have smashed this thing in two with that gavel. What a promise. God promises today to have amnesia with your sins. If we confess our sins, then he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's the devil is the one who reminds you of them, not God. I mean, imagine this, fussing over sins for 89 years, and then you get to heaven and say, God, remember that day I did that? No. Imagine you wasted all that time fussing and huffing over sins that God doesn't even remember. You see, the death of Jesus Christ, it was a great significance. It was not meaningless. It wasn't willy-nilly. It gave God the ability to obliterate your sins, not to remember them anymore. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That excites me. How about you? Jesus Christ is the only way to have true joy. True joy does not come in a perishable Christmas present. True joy comes from knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior. Personally, intimately. It comes from having your sins obliterated, eternally wiped out and forgotten and gone forever. That Jesus Christ is the only way to have salvation. What's the best way for me to describe salvation? For me personally, it's to describe what the opposite is. to help get a better understanding of what it means. The opposite of salvation would be condemnation, judgment, ruin, and destruction. Salvation, then, would be the opposite of these things. Instead of condemnation, here it is again, we're justified and cleared. As we looked at last week, declared not guilty by the only judge that matters. And this judge can't be bought like the judges out here today. He's a righteous judge. He knows everything. Matthew 12:36, isn't it? It says, everything spoken in quiet will be speaking from the housetops. He knows all. He's a righteous judge. Instead of judgment against us, we have a judgment for us. Instead of ruin, we have restoration. This was his mission. God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. Instead of destruction, we have construction.
Well, that's all we have time for here today. I thank you for tuning us in here today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is, again, is your host, Paul Esposito. And I want to invite you out to Island Community Church tonight at 5:30 for our candlelight service. Island is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet on Sunday mornings at 10:30. If you like messages like this, if you like messages, teachings on the Lord Jesus Christ, teaching the Word of God verse by verse, and the power of the Word of God, you're invited to come out to Island. If you are searching for a church home, we welcome you again. Sunday morning at 10:30, coming up in about 2 weeks, we'll be meeting again for a midweek Bible study Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Now, here tonight, our candlelight service is at 5:30. We'd love to see it be a short service. You'll be in and out in an hour. We're going to sing some songs, worship the Lord, then hear a message out of Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, that says, when the fullness of time had come, that God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. You know, let me say this too, friends. I'm not sure how much into the Lord Jesus Christ is into Christmas, but I'll tell you what, he's into us being looking for his second coming. It says he's coming again the second time apart from sin unto salvation to all those that look for him. That's Hebrews 9:28. He's coming again a second time to everyone who's looking for him. And remember, in the Bible, watching is the opposite of sleeping. Not waking or being awake, but watching. And he says, watch therefore, for you know not the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man cometh. That's my service. That's the sermon. This actually here tonight at 5:30. You'll hear it on the radio here next week as well. So God bless everyone. Love to see you tonight. Either way, Merry Christmas and God bless.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.